a reading from the epistle of the blessed apostle Paul to the Romans. Brethren, nature has no longer any claim on us that we should live a life of nature. If you live a life of nature, you are marked out for death. If you mortify the ways of nature through the power of the Spirit, you will have life. Those who follow the leading of God's Spirit are all God's sons. The Spirit you have now received is not, as of old, a spirit of slavery to govern you by fear. It is the Spirit of adoption which makes us cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself thus assures our spirit that we are the children of God, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs too, heirs of God, sharing the inheritance of Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. This week's Gospel is a sequence of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus told his disciples the following parable. There was a rich man that had a steward, and a report came to him that this steward had wasted his goods. Whereupon he sent for him and said to him, What is this that I hear of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou canst not be my steward any longer. At this, the steward said to himself, What am I to do now that my master is taking my stewardship away from me? I have no strength to dig. I would be ashamed to beg for alms. I see what I must do so as to be welcomed into men's houses when I am dismissed from my stewardship. Then he summoned his master's debtors one by one, and he said to the first, How much is it that thou owest my master? 100 measures of oil, he said. And he told him, Here is thy bill. Quick, sit down and write it as 50. Then he said to a second, And thou, how much dost thou owe? 100 quarters of wheat, he said. And he told him, Here is thy bill. Write it as 80. And this knavish steward was commended by his master for his prudence in what he had done. For indeed, the children of this world are more prudent after their own fashion than the children of light. And my counsel to you is, make use of your base wealth to win yourselves friends, who when you leave it behind, will welcome you into eternal habitations. Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. My sisters and brothers, it's a joy to be with you here today. I asked Father Dilger some time ago that if he ever wanted to go on vacation, take a Sunday off or whatever, that I would be more than happy to fill in for him. And well, that was, I think, 7 years ago. And well, here we are. My name is Father Ryan Hildebrand. I'm the pastor at St. Mary's up in Huntingburg, Indiana, about a 45-minute trek from here. And it is my honor and my joy to celebrate this Holy Mass with you today. The Lord Jesus gives us something somewhat strange in the Gospel of Luke. If you read your Bible every day, and I hope you do, right? You do read your Bible every day. If you don't, well, here, let's take this book. So go home and get your Bible off its shelf, right? And one time in your life, you're allowed to go to get it all the dust off of there and read it every single day. And it doesn't matter if you don't understand what you're reading, that's okay. The devil understands it and he runs in fear when you read it. So read your Bible and you will come upon a certain set of verses. They will be specific to you. Verses that are confusing, that you can't quite make sense out of. That you can go up to the shrine out near the shrine in Posey County, to Father Dilger's house, and he can explain it to you all nice and well, but still, there's something that doesn't quite make it come together. That list of verses which you will take with you into heavenly life, I pray anyway, and when you stand before the Lord, just ask him, what did you mean when you said this? Today's gospel is right there, near the top of my own list. What is Jesus trying to say? Make use of your base wealth, he says. He uses in Latin the word mammon. Make use, in another translation it reads, make friends of yourselves with dishonest wealth. What is he getting at? Well, the short answer is, I don't know. I have no idea. I hope you weren't looking to me for an answer. But If I had to guess, it might be something like this. Think of the people who live outside these doors, the people you meet at work, the people you meet at the pharmacy, at the gas station. Just think about the kind of excitement and zeal that they have for the kind of life that they have chosen to live. Think about those who live a life contrary to what the church teaches and how they are super excited and trumpet it all over the place. I think what Jesus is saying in this gospel is how much different the world would be if you and I had just a small measure of excitement for the gospel, like the kind of excitement that they have out in the world. It would change the world if we were half as enthusiastic about Jesus Christ, about his church, about a relationship with him in the sacraments. The world would look totally different. My sisters and brothers, Jesus today is asking you to pray in a special way for the Holy Spirit of zeal. Zeal being love that's conscious of a duty. Pray for that spirit of zeal, that you yourself might be a light that shines in the darkness. Pray that you have that spirit that can bring people closer to the Blessed Trinity in his church. Pray that you would be that witness, that good example that they need. Because the world out there, my sisters and brothers, as happy as they might seem, they lack real joy. They lack real happiness. They lack real hope. They need it, and they need you to give it to them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.